This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. state capitol buildings have stepped up security ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden after a violent mob broke into the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. The FBI has warned that some groups may be planning protests at their own state capitol buildings on Sunday or in the days leading up to the presidential inauguration. Some state capitol buildings are closed or surrounded by fences, and extra police are in place at statehouses across the United States. The stepped-up security measures were intended to safeguard seats of government from the type of violence that occurred at the U.S. Capitol January 6th, when a mob supporting President Donald Trump overran the building while Congress was certifying the Electoral College vote. Ahead of Wednesday's inauguration in Washington, D.C., tall fencing surrounds the U.S. Capitol. The National Mall is closed to the general public, and the mayor of the District of Columbia has asked people not to visit the city. Gunmen shot dead two Afghan women judges working for the Supreme Court in an early morning ambush in the country's capital late on Sunday, officials said, as a wave of assassinations continues to rattle Afghanistan. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months despite ongoing peace talks between the Taliban and the government, especially in Kabul, where a new trend of targeted killings aimed at high-profile figures has sown fear in the rest of city. President Ashraf Ghani has blamed the latest attack on the Taliban. It comes just 2 days after the Pentagon announced it had cut troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500. That's the lowest level in nearly two decades. Police in Kabul have confirmed the attack. And you can keep up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.